Byron Young, and I'm sure happy to be back on Country Hoedown, heading up the big doings. Well, sir, we've got a goodly crowd of neighbors gathered around on our stage, and by golly, we can promise you the same thing that we promised them. Music, songs, and a few laughs. And it's all coming your way on behalf of the U.S. Navy, friend. But here he comes, our guest for this time, and he's moving along at a snail's pace, but that's because he's called Pee-wee Slowpoke King.
This a quiz show? Where's the isolation booth?
Well, we got one, Pee-wee, but if you use it, you got to make sure and wait for the dial tone.
Heck, you can't win any money in a phone booth.
What makes you think you can't win any money in a phone booth? You know, I've heard that money is the root of all evil. You know, but I think it's at the bottom of a lot of good, too, Pee-wee.
That's right.
Because, you know, a lot of young men realize that, and that's why they're so concerned about picking out a career for themselves, you know? Because let's face it, you know, your future, your financial security, boys, it depends on your career you start building toward right now. And did you know that the Navy offers top-notch training in any one of more than 60 specialized jobs? Well, sir, it's a fact. In the Navy, you get paid while you're being taught an important job that can be groundwork for a terrific future career. Yes, sir, men, the Navy means opportunity for you. See your Navy recruiter the first chance you get, and let him map out a bright future for you.
Sounds like a winning entry to me.
Yes, sir, Pee-wee. Hey, Pee-wee, you've won so many honors. You've been called and are known very, very well as the nation's number one country band leader.
Well, thank you, Farron. I've been lucky enough to have a really great bunch of fellas working with me for a long time.
Say, how about another number to show the folks why?
All right, Farron. This is sort of a sweet song called Sugar Beet. Oh, Sugar Beet, I'd like to sugar up to you. Sugar beet, I love you so. You're sugar sweet, and I'm crazy about sugar. You're a cracker jack, dressed up in your new silk sugar sack. My honey bunny, life's complete, because you like my sugar too. It's a treat to know you care. Sugar beet, I'm wild about sugar, and your sugar can't be beaten anywhere. Oh, sugar beet, I'd like to sugar up to you. Sugar beet, I love you so. You're sugar sweet, and I'm crazy about sugar. You're a cracker jack, dressed up in your new silk sugar sack. My honey bunny, life's complete, because you like my sugar too. It's a treat to know you care. Sugar beet, I'm wild about sugar, and your sugar can't be beaten anywhere.
Ah, that's real fine. We all enjoy that. Right now, I want to word with all you young men. You know, I think the one thing people want to do most is, and they get to do least of, is traveling. I know in my travels around the country, I meet people every day who want to get away, get out and see things. I've never met a person yet who didn't really dream of seeing the world right here in which we live in. And yet, it isn't as easy as you think it is. And before you know it, time has kind of slipped by, and you still don't even know what's in the back of the city limit sign in your own town. But America's young men are lucky. That's right, they're the lucky few. The key to world travel is as near as their Navy recruiter. Yes, sir, men, all the secret romantic ports of the world are waiting to welcome you when you join the U.S. Navy.
Hey, Farron, old buddy, how about a number from you?
Well, okay, Pee-wee, this is one of my favorites. It tells a good story. We want everyone to listen real close. Boys, how long has it been?
Has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the whole night? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? Since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret, how long since you prayed, how long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through, how long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt that the day is worth the living? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared?
You still training those trick horses?
Every chance I get. I got one I taught to fly.
Oh, come on, that Pee-wee. That's impossible.
Do what?
I said that's impossible.
Where you been, Farron? There's lots of folks who've seen a horse fly.
Oh, Pee-wee, you're so funny today. Where did I do with my gun? No, really, I walked right into that one.
I'm not kidding. I took my flying horse to a theatrical booking agent, you know. And he flew all over the theater, from the stage to the balcony, out in the lobby.
What happened?
Nothing. He said he had birds that could do the same thing.
Hey, did you ever teach a horse to sing, Pee-wee?
Just once.
Huh?
Yeah, but folks didn't go for him.
Yeah, why?
Well, he only sang classical music.
Well, that figures. Maybe you should put him on a horse opera, Pee-wee. No, Pee-wee, I'm just kidding, but right now you'd better have a song before we start getting fan mail from Trigger and Flicker.
Well, we can stop that real easy because I brought my good buddy Red Stewart along to sing a song that's one of his fans' favorites, and I know it'll answer a lot of requests.
I think so.
Love's Commandments.
That's a good one. Red, sing, boy.
Thou shalt not kiss two precious lips and leave a heart aflame. Thou shalt not touch one fingertip if it is just a game. Thou shalt not lie to build a dream that never will come true. Nor feast thine eyes.